我哋今日读嘅经文系嚟自约翰一书五章十六至到十七节，我哋会用中文，然后再读英文。
The scripture reading for today is in the book of 1 John, chapter 5, verses 16 to 17. We'll be reading this first in Cantonese and then in English.
用福音五章十六节，人若看见弟兄犯了不至于死的罪，就当为他祈求，神必将生命赐给他。有至于水的罪，我不说当为这罪祈求。凡不义的事都是罪，也有不至于死的罪。
If you see any brother or sister commit a sin that does not lead to death, you should pray and God will give him life. I refer to those whose sin does not lead to death. There is a sin that leads to death. I am not saying that you should pray about that. All wrongdoing is sin.And there is sin that does not lead to death.
今日麦牧师为我哋传讲嘅信息题目系成为我弟兄。
The message by Pastor Thomas Mack this morning is "Be my brother."
大家早晨。
Good morning, everyone.
今日是一个很阳光的一日。
Today is a very sunny day.
我们可以一同的在神面前来领受神所给我们的每一个的礼物。
We can come before God to receive His gift for everyone.
好，我们一起来祈祷。
Let us pray.
天父，当我们来到面前来敬拜你的时候
，Heavenly Father, when we come before you to worship you,
愿你自己就来到我们的当中。
May your presence be felt by everyone.
愿你咗我哋咗读嘅圣经，咗唱嘅诗歌，都系喺你嘅面前嚟献上。
May the scripture we read, the hymns we sing, would be a gift and offering to you.
更加的求你今日都去教嘅，都藉着你个话语嚟教导我哋，嚟坚固我哋。
We pray that we will worship you in your word.
我哋求主俾我哋能有一个谦卑嘅心嚟到佢面前。
Lord, may you grant us a humble heart.
祈祷系奉主耶稣基督嘅名求。
We pray all these in your Son Jesus' name.
Amen. 刚刚过世的国会议员曾经讲过一段的说话。
Congressman John Lewis had said this following quote.
他说，你如果睇见有啲嘢唔啱嘅，话唔公平嘅、唔公义嘅，你就有呢个道德嘅责任要讲出嚟。
When you see something that is not right, not fair, not just, you have a moral obligation to speak up, to speak out.
冇错，我哋大家都系喺度搭住同一架船。
Yes, we are on the same boat together.
我哋都系生活喺同一个地球嘅上边。
We are on the same planet Earth.
其实呢个地球就系我哋天父所创造嘅美好嘅世界。
And this planet was created by our Heavenly Father as a beautiful world.
天父就创造咗呢个设立咗一个一男一女嘅婚姻制度。
And our Heavenly Father instituted the marriage of one man and one woman.
喺个家庭嘅里面有兄弟姊妹嘅彼此相爱。
And within the family, there are love among the family members.
我们都有个责任去关怀和爱护我们周围的人。
We have the responsibilities to love and to care for those around us.
以呢个公义同埋怜悯去维持呢个社会嘅秩序。
With justice and mercy to give order to our society.
就系三位一体嘅神嘅彼此之间彼此相爱嗰个关系嗰个延伸 extension。
And there is this extension of the relationship and the love among the Trinity.
嗱，所以呢一个俾我哋呢个本来系我哋人类嘅权利，亦都系我哋嘅责任。
Therefore, this is a right as well as an obligation of humankind.
无论你喺个边一个国家
，whatever nation you're in。
无论是哪一个民族哪一个的性别
whatever race or gender
但是自从在因着亚当夏娃反叛神就进入了这个世界
but because of sin of Adam and Eve sin entered the world
并且破坏了这个世界
it had corrupted the world
破坏了神所设立的那些关系和个群体。
It had corrupted the relationship and the community that God had created.
你看到下一代该隐已经是因为嫉妒好像是三章十二节讲要杀了他的兄弟。
And just like in, Chapter 3, verse 12 in 1 John, we see because that the next generation after Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel, Cain murdered his brother Abel.
而且在第二章第十一节，他讲话，憎恨的弟兄就在黑暗的里面，而且在黑暗里面行，也都不知道在哪里去，因为黑暗要他的眼睛盲咗啦。
And also in 1 John chapter 2 verse 11, we see that whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. He does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded him.
人嘅心，第二章第十六节讲话，人嘅心只系爱呢个世界上嘅事情。
And in chapter 2, verse 16, we also have lost something in the world.
人的心只是爱世界上的事情，就好像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，还有我们今生的骄傲。
And men come to love the world for everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does.
Comes not from the Father.
And because of human pride, we become self-centered. And man only knows how to glorify oneself. When he sees something wrong, he'll say, well, it doesn't concern me. I'm not going to care about it.
如果有一个人同我意见不啱，虽然我就不会好像该人咁杀咗佢。
Though their opinions differ from mine, but I will not kill that person just like Cain had done.
但是我会直接在社交媒体去留言用各样的假消息叫他消失。
But I will use all kinds of social media to cancel this person.
好像有一个公司的总裁他公开去称赞个总统的时候。
Can you repeat that, please?
你问我听得不是我几好啊。
Yes, you're fading in and out.
Okay. 如果有一位公司的总裁，他公开去称赞总统的时候。
Just like this corporation's CEO who publicly praised the president.
就有人說要發起,要杯葛這個公司,讓這個公司去執笠。
And some people were saying that they wanted to boycott this corporation so that it will collapse.
我們其實就活在這個消失的文化裡面,讓人消失那個文化裡面。
Therefore, we live in a cancel culture that we want to cancel people out.
沒有友愛,只是有仇恨。
No,
friendship,
no love of friendship, only hatred.
沒有關心,只有去鬥爭。
No caring, only fighting for competition.
很多的少數的族裔,尤其是女性。
And many minority, especially the female.
無論她在商場裡面是多麼努力,多有成績都好。
No matter how she works really hard in a corporation.
她們的確是面對了很多不公平的對待。
She still faces many unjust treatment.
她的心裡充滿了很多的憤怒。 她心裡充滿了憤怒。
And her heart is filled with anger.
她的傷口在流血。
And her wound is bleeding.
她身心靈都感受到很疲倦。
And her whole being is truly exhausted.
但沒有人會聽他們的心裡的呼喊,說我的生命都要重要的。
But nobody listened to these women that their lives also matter.
難怪今次一有起事上來的時候,很多人去走上街去抗議示威。
No wonder when challenges come, many people would go to the street and protest.
但是我們更多的人為了去謀生。
But there are also many more people because they want to make a living.
為了要保護自己不吃虧。
And in order to protect oneself, in order not to be lack of anything.
為了能夠有更多的物質的享受。
And in order to enjoy materialistic gain.
已經人與人之間都沒有人願意付出一個微笑,或者跟人講做的心裡頭的說話。
The closeness, the openness of confiding to one another have been lost.
也都沒有人願意去花時間去培育夫妻之間的關係。
And people do not want to spend time to build up a marital relationship.
甚至是兩代之間的培養的感情。
Also, love and relationship intergenerational.
或者我們的臉書或者Twitter上面有很多的讚或者很多的跟隨者。
Maybe we have many followers on our Facebook or Twitter account.
但很多人的心裡面,其實他們很孤單,覺得很疏離。
But many people feel lonely, they feel alienated.
就算是星期日在教會的裡面。
Even on Sundays within a church.
在一個多鐘頭的崇拜,我們一起唱詩,一起祈禱,聽講道。
And going through a few hours of worship, of hymn singing, of praying together.
之後我們一起來吃飯。
And to share a meal together afterwards.
但好少人都明白咩叫做灵里面嘅心交，或者系生命嘅流露。
But very few people will truly realize what a spiritual community is.
在今日我哋呢个疫情隔离嘅时候，呢个问题显得更加嘅严重。
And this problem becomes even more severe during the pandemic.
另一方面，我哋都知道得力系在乎平静安稳。
And we know that in order to draw strength, we need to get it from quietness and in trust.
但我哋嘅之下底嘅我哋嘅祈祷嘅生活，我其实都好频繁。
But underneath it all, our prayer life is lacking.
忙碌嘅生活叫我哋对圣洁失去咗一个敏感。
And the busyness of life had made us much less sensitive.
我哋今日基督徒嘅生命嘅脆弱唔系冇
原因。To the spiritual life.
我哋今日基督徒嘅生命嘅脆弱唔系冇原因啊。
And the weakness of Christian life, there is a reason behind it.
第三，我哋每一个人咧都有一个天生去保护自己嘅天性。
And also, every one of us has this self-defensive nature.
但系当呢个智慧成为咗我哋嘅生活方式嘅时候。
I'm sorry, please repeat.
Yeah, 咪听得我唔系好清楚啊。
The audio is fading in and out. Sorry.
Oh. Okay. 好，求主帮助啊！但当呢个智慧成为咗你个生活方式嘅时候
，When self-defense becomes a lifestyle，
我哋人开始失去咗呢个尽心。
And we lose
our 失去咗呢个尽心啊！人为咗掩饰我哋内心嘅不安同埋不足。
Man wants to hide our insecurity and our dissatisfaction.
以免我哋受到伤害或者受到羞辱。
So that we won't be hurt or we won't be humiliated.
人开始就匿埋咗喺佢个面具嘅后边。
So then people would then hide behind a mask of their own making.
佢疏离自己同埋人哋嗰个关系。
And they will then alienate themselves from interpersonal relationship.
包括佢哋嘅亲人，包括教会嘅弟兄姊妹。
Including their family members, including brothers and sisters in church.
但咁样嘅疏离，使到人去暴露咗更多嘅暴露咗喺个罪嘅试探嘅里面。
And this alienation actually exposes more of our weaknesses, in temptation.
知道自己嘅喺个更多嘅属灵嘅危险嘅里面。
So that we become mired in spiritual danger.
咁弟兄姊妹之间，我哋点样去更多彼此去相爱咧
？So how do we love one another among？
喺雅各书第五章。
Brothers and sisters in Christ。
咁我喺雅各书第五章第十六节咁样讲。
And in the book of James, chapter 5, verse 16, it says。
所以咧，你们要彼此认罪，互相代求。直到你们可以得到医治。
Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed.
我上次讲到咧，讲到咧话，当如果当我哋有思念或试探嚟嘅时候咧
，and in prior sermon I said that when temptation comes，
啊，我哋可以嚟到个天父嘅面前去照着佢嘅旨意祈求。
Then we need to come before the Heavenly Father and pray according to His will。
啊，佢就会听我哋嘅祈祷。
God will listen to our prayers。
啊，咁除咗呢个我哋同神嗰个关系之外
，In addition to our relationship with our God，
啊，其实今日呢段经文就叫我哋更加要学会实践点样大家彼此相爱嘅生活。
And today's scripture also tells us how we can love one another in a family of God.
啊，就系我哋就为咗我哋嘅弟兄祈祷。
That we will pray for our brothers.
啊，第十六节佢咁样讲。
In verse 16 it says，
佢话人若看见弟兄犯了不至于死的罪，就当为他祈求，神必将生命赐给他。
If you see any brother, sister, or sister commit a sin that does not lead to death, you should pray and God will give them life.
啊，咁第一佢讲到咧，佢系去睇见呢个弟兄。
So firstly, it says that he sees this brother.
啊，弟兄即系我哋基督徒咧，我哋唔系定系一班咧，我有共同嘅兴趣。或者有共同理想的人呢，我们走在一起啦。
A brother does not mean only those with common interests, common concern, and so that we get together.
啊，第五章第一节他讲了，他说凡是信耶稣是基督的，都是从神而生。
So in First John chapter 5 verse 1 it says everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God.
啊，即系话咧，我即系话咧，我哋个我哋一同系属于我哋天上个父亲。
So that means we are all belonging to our Heavenly Father.
啊，我哋彼此大家系弟兄姊妹。
We are siblings.
啊，我哋有同样嘅属神嘅生命。
We have a life that belongs to God.
啊，有着耶稣个血啊，佢将我哋摆埋一齐嗰个亲密嘅关系。
And we have a very intimate relationship because of the blood of Christ.
啊，所以这个关系没什么比这个关系更加深，啊，更加的坚固。
There is no other relationship that is deeper and more secure.
啊，所以我们应该更加的彼此去关心，啊，彼此去守望。
Therefore, we need to care for one another.
啊，
and to watch for each other.
第二，这个看见不单止说我们在外表上看到的 visible 的东
西。And this word see does not only denote something that is visible.
啊，或者是公开发生的事情。
Or things that happen publicly.
啊，事实上，啊，每一句话我好好啊，这句说话的背后有很多讲不出来 的创伤和罪疚。
In fact, behind the phrase saying, oh, I'm okay, it actually can have much hurt and pain.
啊，如果不是有人主动的花时间去接近这个弟兄的时候，
if not for someone who wants to spend more time to get closer to this brother,
啊，去关心他，去聆听他,
to care for him, to listen to him.
我们可能没人知道，可能都没知道 原来他隐藏在他心里头很久的问题。
And therefore, if not for that, it's very hard to uncover what he had been hiding within his heart.
或者他就正需要有人去指出他的罪，带领他来悔改。
Maybe he needs someone to point out his sin to help him to repent.
我需要人这样跟他一起去祈求，以至到在祈求神的饶恕，能够在他罪里面去得到释放。
He needs someone who can pray with and for him so that he may be liberated from sin.
第三，这个看见也帮助。 这个看见弟兄犯罪那个人，
and this word see also helps the person who sees someone sinning.
Yeah. 他自己都开始来省察他的内心，自己的罪。
And by seeing that, this person can have self-examination of his own sin.
他看到原来自己的罪是原来都是几咁个可怕。
And he then can see his own sin and how horrible that is.
如果不是耶稣开基督开恩去怜悯我。
If not for the grace of Christ.
为了我这个不配的罪人，为我成就了应该得的惩罚，死在十字架上面。
That Christ bear my well-deserved punishment by dying on the cross.
如果不是这样的话，我必定一样同样的灭亡。
If not for that, I too will surely perish.
耶稣的恩典使到我谦卑下来。
It is because of the grace of Christ that helps me to humble myself.
在这个犯罪的弟兄面前，我能够敢于先承认自己，亦都是一个罪人。
And before this brother who has sinned, I too should also admit that I am a sinner as well.
我同样的软弱。
I too am weak.
这样就使到我能够带着一个耶稣的怜悯去挽回这个犯罪的弟兄。
So that I can emulate Christ's mercy to rescue this brother.
第二点我现在讲的，就看见之外，我就为个弟兄祈求。
And in addition to seeing, we need to also be praying for
第十六节，就为了这个犯了不治于死的罪的弟兄祈求。
And in verse 16, it tells us that we pray for this brother who has sinned.
祈求这个意思呢，就是好像pursue，去追求咁嘅样。
To pray, it has that meaning of in pursuit. I need to pursue this person until I catch up with him.
好像在路加地福音第十五章咁，那个牧羊人咁攀山过岭嘅，去揾到嗰个迷失个羊。
And just like what was in Luke chapter 15, the shepherd would go to any length, climb through mountain ranges in order to find a lost sheep.
亦都好似耶稣在天上的降世为人，去追求这个罪人，直到去找到他们为止。
And just like our incarnate Christ, who will pursue a sinner until he is found.
所以祈求就是说我们不断的在神面前 为咗呢个弟兄啊，恳切嘅去祈求。
Therefore, praying is to sincerely pray for this particular brother.
不断嘅祈求，同佢一齐去挣扎。
To pray unceasingly, to struggle alongside with this brother.
直到佢翻去到主面前为止。
Until this brother once again returned to the Lord.
第二句就提到咧，佢话为呢个不至于死嘅罪去祈求。
And the second
就为咗不至于死嘅罪去祈求。
So the verse says it refers to those whose sin does not lead to death.
但其实咧，每一个罪都系会带嚟死亡。
But in actuality, every sin leads to death.
这个死亡不是指我们肉身的死亡。
This death is not just a physical death.
乃是讲到他们的灵性的死亡。
But rather, this is referring to spiritual death.
每一个罪人本来都要面对个死肉嗰个永远嘅死亡。
And every human will face death.
都要面对地狱嗰个永远嘅死亡。
Every human will face death that is an eternal death in hell.
但是在四章第九节他说
But in 1 John chapter 4 verse 9 it says
说神差他独生子到世间来使到我们藉着他得生神爱我们的心在此就显明了。
And this is how God showed his love among us.He sent his one and only son into the world that we might live through him.
因此我们第五章第十二节就说了，因此就人有了神的儿子就有那个生命。
Therefore, in the same chapter, verse 12, it says, he who has the son has life.
就是说我本来是死亡的人了。
So that means originally,We surely face death.
但是神去爱我们，藉着耶稣基督将个生命去赐给我们。
But because of the love of God, He offered up Christ so that we can have life given by God.
圣经讲话，一旦我们有了这个生命的时候，没人或者任何嘢能够将我们这个生命在神的手里面拿走。
Therefore, the scripture also tells us that once we are given this God-given life, no one can snatch it from the Father's hand.
但是这样讲，我们是不是我们可以去随意犯罪呢？这样。
So does that mean then we can just go on sinning?
No, 就是正经话不得的，因为我们每一个凡是不义的事都是罪，第十七节这么说。
But the Bible tells us no, because the Bible tells us no, because anything that is unrighteous is sin.
当我们信了主的人犯罪的时候，
For believers who sin,
这个罪就好像在我们头壳上那个头壳顶上面那个黑云一样。
This sin is like a dark cloud that is over us.
遮盖了神的面，神的光。
And that dark cloud would hide God's light and God's face.
使得那个本来我们从神相交那个生命就中断了。
So then it interrupts this relationship between us and God. Therefore, we live under darkness. In that darkness, there is no life. And sin had grieved our Heavenly Father. Our Holy God will not give us another
condemnation
sentence like an ordinary judge. Because Christ had already paid for our sin. But surely our Heavenly Father would be like an earthly father. He will surely discipline us. So that we will grieve our sin. And also because of the grace of Christ that we will be able to take up our cross and follow Jesus. Until this sin of the old self will eventually be destroyed. And God will also use brothers and sisters in Christ to help and rescue us. So then when we see brothers and sisters in Christ who have sinned, we have the obligation to pray for this. And to let him know that he has sinned and so that he may repent. To pray for God's forgiveness. To restore the community between God and this brother. And in chapter 4, verse 9. Oh, it goes back to chapter 1, verse 9, God's promise.
他说我们若认自己的罪,神是信实的,是公义的,必要赦免我们的罪,洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. And in verse 16, he mentioned a sin that leads to death. So does that mean this sin is worse than those sins that do not lead to death?
Are
there certain kinds of sin that cannot be forgiven? But the Bible had never classified sin this way. And in the eye of our holy God, every sin deserves the punishment of death. And in God's grace, everyone who believes that Jesus is our Savior,
没有一样罪是大到神的宝血不可以饶恕我们的。
There's no sin that is severe enough that God could not forgive.
但是在马太福音第12章第31节，耶稣这样讲过。
And in Matthew chapter 12, verse 31, Jesus had once said,
教我唯独接触圣灵，总不得赦免。
Jesus says, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven.
亦都是在第五章第七节讲那些否认 聖靈所作的見證那些人。
And it also in verse 5 in chapter 5 verse 7 for those who testify against the Spirit.
去否認聖靈所見證的那些人。
Those who negate the testimony of the Holy Spirit.
也即是呢，約翰要信徒防備的那些的假基督，敵基督。
And that's because John wants us to be aware of the Antichrist.
敵基督，他们就是定义要拒绝基督的救恩。
And please repeat.
敵基督。 Antichrist, 他定义的要拒绝基督的救恩。
And the Antichrist very determinedly want to negate Christ's salvation.
他从来都不是真信徒。
Therefore, the Antichrist had never been a true believer.
从来都不是神的选民。 They never got elected.
They were never the elected of God.
这些人，约翰就说我们不需要为他们祈祷。
These are the people that John tells us that we need not be praying for these people.
但是要挽回这个弟兄， 将这个生命赐给他，的确不是一件容易的事。
Indeed, it is not easy to try to help and rescue a brother.
因为罪是使到人去关闭。
Because sin will make people shut himself off.
罪的根源就是骄傲。
And the root of all sin is pride.
我有我的律法，我有我的权利。
I have my own law, I have my own rights.
我有我的欲望，我的生命。
I have my own desire, I have my own life.
但是当福音的光照入去黑暗的时候，
But when the light of Jesus shines into his darkness,
他一向以来包藏得好好的那些罪，突然间被显露了出来。
So this person So this person who'd been carefully wrapping his own sin carefully has now, this sin had now been exposed.
尤其在那位为他祈求的弟兄面前去认罪。
Especially in front of another brother who had been praying for him.
这一件他觉得这件是一件 很屈辱的事情 humiliation.
And this sinning brother might think that if this is a very humiliating circumstance.This is something that is very painful, very hard to take.
好似被人当众被人剥光咗衣服一样。
It's just like one had been exposed in total nakedness.
好似被人哋迎头一样，打咗一拳喺你个面上面一样。
Or that you had received a direct blow. And this is a pain that is almost unto death.
是啊，当我们去认罪的时候。
Yes, indeed, when we confess our sin.
我们其实是同样经历着耶稣在十字架上所经历的事。
We are actually experiencing what Christ experienced while on the cross.
耶稣所经历的痛苦和羞辱的死亡。
And what Christ had experienced in his agony and in his humiliation.
没错，这个就是我们的十字架。
Indeed, this is our own cross.
在希伯来书第二章第十一节这样讲。
And in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 11,
耶稣不以听我们是为他的弟兄而羞耻。
Jesus is not ashamed to call us brothers.
耶稣就是我们的长兄 big brother.
Jesus is our big brother.
佢唔似嗰个为要使到佢嘅浪子弟弟消失嗰个嘅哥哥。
Jesus is not like the elder brother of the prodigal
son. 耶稣乃佢自己降世嚟寻找我哋。
Jesus is the one who incarnated and who.Came to find us.
佢背负我哋嘅重担，明白我哋嘅忧伤。
Who takes up our burden? Who understands our sorrow?
为咗我哋嘅罪人，佢公开去被羞辱，去被钉死喺十字架上边。
And for us sinners, he was willing to experience public humiliation and ridicule.
他所受的痛苦远远的超过我们的痛苦。
The agony that Jesus experienced far exceeds any pain that we will ever experience.
但是耶稣并没有觉得这个是他的羞耻。
But Jesus never thought that as his own shame.
耶稣的十字架就粉碎了我们人所有的骄傲。
Sorry, please repeat.
Okay. 耶稣的十字架粉碎了我们人所有的骄傲。
And the cross of Jesus had broken into pieces human pride.
使到认罪的人敢于在弟兄面前承认他自己是一个罪人。
For those who have sinned, they will have the courage to confess in front of another brother.
就是这样，他能够在个罪里面去得到释放，得到拯救。
And it is because of this that he can be liberated from his sin and be rescued.
但咁喺咁，佢能够分享咗耶稣基督嗰个复活得胜嘅生命。
And it is because of this, he can then gain this life from his God's salvation.
神嘅福音唔单止叫犯罪嘅人可以悔改回转。
So God's gospel not only can help other to confess and repent.
亦都使咗整个个教会就系呢个福音嘅群体得到改变。
It can also change this gospel community.
使到我哋学习去坦诚，去坦诚嘅承认自己嘅创伤。
So that we can learn to admit sincerely our own wounds and hurts.
咁喺嗰度一同去经历到神嘅医治。
So that together we can experience God's healing.
我哋都学习去坦诚嘅承认自己嘅罪。
And we will learn to sincerely confess our sin.
就我哋喺嗰度，我哋一同嘅经历到神嘅饶恕。
So that together we can experience God.
喺嗰度，我哋都学喺嗰度，我哋学习去开放，去敞开我哋嘅自己。
And in this gospel community, we can learn to open ourselves up.
去让别人都嚟到进入去到我哋嘅生命嘅里面。
So that we'll allow others to come into our lives.
喺嗰度，我哋其实我哋每一个人都需要弟兄。
I cannot hear your whole sentence.
Yeah. 即系喺嗰度话咧，我哋其实我哋个个都需要弟兄同埋姊妹。
And it is when we are suffering that we need other brothers and sisters.
咁当我讲话弟兄嘅时候啦，我当然我都讲埋包括埋姊妹嘅先。
So whenever I talk of brother, I definitely am including brothers.
为咗要我哋嘅婚姻、我哋嘅家庭同埋侍奉能够成长嘅时候
，In order for us to grow in our marriage, in our family, and in our serving the Lord.
我哋唔能够单靠我哋自己一个人去努力，或者自己一个人去挣扎。
We cannot just solely depend on our own labor and our own struggle.
所以神赐俾我哋有主内嘅弟兄姊妹。
Please repeat.
所以神赐俾我哋有主内嘅弟兄姊妹。
We thank God for gifting us brothers and sisters in Christ.
让他们跟我们一起去走过这条路。
That they can together walk the journey with us.
不单只是 committee 开会一起讲公事的同工。
So I'm not just talking about co-workers who come together to have committee meetings.
唔单止话我哋上网玩游戏嘅队友。
And I'm not talking about teammates who go on electronic games with us.
唔单止话我有听众或者有个会众。
And I'm not talking about just an audience or
member.
A follower.
我需要的是可以跟我一起听偈，去知道我心里头的感受的人。
What I need is someone whom I can converse with, whom I can share and confide in.
我需要的就是能够体恤我的软弱，为我祈祷的弟兄。
I need someone who can see and see my weakness and who can pray with me.
我需要的就是那些为了我成功而喜乐的弟兄。
I need those who can rejoice in my success.
为了我失败去忧心的弟兄。
And who can also mourn with me when I fail.
我们都需要，但另一方面我们都需要成为人的弟兄或者姊妹。
But on the other hand, I also need to become others' brother.
很多人在罪里面跌倒的时候，
when people stumble because of sin,
他需要弟兄姊妹能够够坚强、够爱心的去指出他的罪。
This person needs another brother or sister who is strong enough, who is faithful enough to confront his sin.
在那里去要他去悔改。
And there to ask this brother to repent.
也都因为我们同样是个罪人。
And because we are all sinners,
我们同样经历紧和背负紧这个的十字架。
We are experiencing and carrying the cross at the same time.
这个十字架就使到我们能够谦卑。
And it is this cross that would help us to be humble.
这个十字架去重新的作数我们。
And this cross would mold us anew.
并且会呼召我们去爱和接纳其他的人。
And it calls for us to love and accept others.
教会我们是一个彼此相顾的群体。
A church is a community where everybody cares for each other.
彼此相顾是今日神给我们的教会一个很重要的功课。
To care for each other is indeed a very important lesson that God is teaching us.
为要将人都带到来神的面前去敬拜和感恩。
To bring others before God to worship and to be giving thanksgiving.
我们求主帮助我们。
We pray that
我们一起来祈祷。
Lord will help us.
我们一起来祈祷。
Let us pray.
神啊，当我们祈祷的时候，
God, as we pray,
我们知道你明白我们内心的感受。
We know that you understand how we feel in our hearts.
你知道我们的生活，我们的工作有很多 frustration.
You know our frustrations within our lives and our work.
我们有很多的愤怒，也都很疲倦。
We can experience anger and exhaustion.
我们很不自觉的去跟其他人 去有疏离。
And sometimes unintentionally we will alienate from others.
我们的生命变得没力量。
Therefore our life had become powerless.
求主将这个彼此相爱彼此相顾的心再摆在我们的教会里面。
Lord, may you once again put into our church the mutual caring and the mutual love of one another. So that we may learn this very important lesson. We pray in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.